Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Today, I'm going to hit on several issues. First, a word about the drought. It has been devastating to many farms and small businesses. Not much good will come of it except one thing. Maybe some of the critics of GE crops will come to recognize the value of corn varieties engineered to withstand drought. Maybe they'll appreciate that we need all the new technology to feed a hungry world. It's time for them to stop fighting something as valuable as genetic engineering. Another hot-button issue is corn processed into ethanol. I understand why some livestock and poultry operators may not like ethanol. I raise hogs. Corn prices are high. That hurts the bottom line. However, gas prices are spiking up now. Ask yourself, how high would they be if we didn't have ethanol? Maybe $5 a gallon. The drought has messed up a lot of things. Food prices will certainly go up next year, but not much more than they went up this year. 3% this year, maybe 4% next year. Seed prices and fertilizer prices will certainly go up next year, more than 4%. Everyone will want to plant corn. It's going to take some time to work our way through this difficult problem. Now turn the page. Will we get a farm bill before the election? I say no, but I hope I'm wrong. The Congress has so much on their agenda, yet the election is foremost in their mind. And here's a fact about the farm bill that is often not known by many people. 80% of the money in the farm bill goes to food programs. 80% food stamps, school lunch, WIC. Some people would like to separate the food programs from the farm programs and have two bills. The problem with that is that the supporters of nutrition spending support farm programs, and the farmers support the nutrition programs. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. There is value in having allies when you're trying to pass a bill, and the food nutrition lobby is powerful. And there's a lot of uncertainty about next year. The federal government doesn't even have a budget. The Senate hasn't passed a budget in 3 years. How irresponsible is that? Oh, well, just stay tuned. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.